was your shower? Was it good? Did you, enjoy it? That's good to hear. No, I was just watching cat videos on my phone. Look at this. I mean, it's so adorable, right? I like it when he punches the dog, see? I like it a lot. I like cat videos. They always make me smile. What are you wearing, baby? Okay. Yeah, I guess I like it. I don't know what it is, though. What are you even wearing? It looks like you're wearing underwear or something. Or at least you're not clothed or something. I don't know. Do you want a cuddle? And do you want some kisses? I just feel like giving some love right now. Wait, why are you turning down the light, baby? You brought a candle? You know that's dangerous, right? I guess you can light it. If you really want to. Go for it. But you know that about 80% of home fires are started by a candle, right? I mean, we should take that certain... I guess I'll shut up then. Baby, what are you doing? You're a little close, baby. What is up with you tonight? Oh, God. Don't tell me you have one of those nights. You know what I'm talking about. The nights where you, the nights where you, get a little excited and you wanna, you know, before marriage. I know my roommate's not around. Why would that matter? I guess we have my bedroom to myself, to ourselves, and I guess Keith isn't returning until later tonight when he comes back. But I mean, what are you planning on doing? Why is it so important that Keith is not here? What? Oh, yeah, we can make it romantic between the two of us. I mean, we can watch a movie on my laptop about romance, and then we can cuddle, and then I can kiss you, and then we can fall asleep in my bed, baby. Why do you look disappointed? I thought you liked cuddling and kissing me. I don't think I get what you're trying to say. So, let me just think about this. You come in wearing a cute outfit. You're lighting a candle. And now you're asking me to make it romantic tonight. Because my roommate's not here. And he can't bother us or hear us if we're loud. Is that right? Yeah, no, that's not giving me any hints, baby. What are you actually trying to say? I'm sorry, but I am confused. And I think you're just gonna have to tell me what you're trying to get at. Why are you looking so mad right now? I'm sorry, baby, I don't get it. What are you trying to say? Don't be so mysterious and just tell me. You know you can tell me everything. Oh God, you're not You're not breaking up with me, are you? Is that why you wanted to make it quiet and dark and mysterious in here? Because you're breaking up with me? Oh, sorry, I thought that. I'm glad you're not breaking up with me, but seriously though, baby, I've had enough of your games. Can you just please tell me what you're trying to say? Come on, it can't be that hard, right? Why are you smiling? You're show me. Okay, then show me then. Oh, you want to kiss, huh? We can kiss. You know I like your kisses. Oh, you're involving your hand as well. On my chest. Yeah. I know I work out, baby. I know I'm muscular. What are you doing? Hold on. Baby, what are you doing? What? Oh. Huh? Well, was that why you reached? Wait, what does that mean? Foreplay? What is that? I see. It's what you do before having a the S word, right? Oh, were you trying to do that right now? Were you trying to do that earlier while you were I see. I'm sorry for being so dumb, baby. I'm sure that I want to. Maybe not now. I mean, I'm not sure how to do that with you. You'll show me. Okay, then show me, I guess. I'm really curious to what your idea of. Baby, is it me or is it getting a bit hot in here? So your idea of it is to just make out and stuff and come and sit on top of me? Well, I mean, I like the view of you sitting on my lap, but I mean, I don't know. It's all going a bit fast for me, I think. I don't know if I'm ready. Couldn't we just cuddle, baby? I mean, the time will come when the time comes, right? But, I mean, we're gonna have other nights where my roommate Keith is out of the house and we're all alone and stuff, and I mean, I like kissing a lot, and I know you do as well, and maybe for tonight we could stick to kissing and stuff. Maybe we could also cuddle, and maybe I could be Big Spoon and you could fall asleep in my arms. How about that? Doesn't that sound amazing? No. Oh. Are you upset with me? I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry, baby. I did not mean to upset you. I'm just a bit confused sometimes about these things. You know I don't have any experience with other people. And you know I'm a bit clueless sometimes, and sometimes I just need a little push or someone to help me. I don't want... No, baby, don't be upset. I'm really sorry. How can I make it up to you? I'll kiss you more. Please, just don't be upset with me. Are you angry, baby? Listen, you can do whatever you want. I'll do it. I'll have that with you. But I'm afraid that you're going to have to show me how you do it. I mean, I'm not experienced, you know that, right? And I'd love to do stuff like that with you. But you're going to have to show me. I mean, the time is kind of perfect, right? Because, you know. But the thing is, I really don't know how. So, I'm afraid you're going to have to show me everything. So if you want to do that, if you want to show me how, then we could have a little fun in bed. How about that? Are you happy again now? Yay. That's good. But like I said, you're going to have to show me everything you want me to do and stuff, because I'm really clueless. I love you though, but I don't know, I'm just a bit confused all the time. I really, really love you. Let's start simple, if we can, and then build up, huh? Let's just have some fun and do it really slowly. I think I'm ready. I love you. I love you. Your eyes are really pretty when you're... Uh-oh. You're really, really pretty when you're... You look really, really good when you're sitting on top of me and just staring at me deep in my eyes. I always get a little flustered by the way you look at me. There's just something about your face and your eyes and your smile that just makes my heart go boom, boom, boom. I think I'm ready for you to show me, baby. I love you. Uh-oh. What are you doing? Oh, my shirt. Does my shirt really have to go? Okay. It's not fair if I don't get to see you without a top, you know, baby. So you better take off your thingies as well. Come on. Listen, if we're gonna have foreplay, then at least I get to see you topless, right? Can I help you? It makes it more exciting. Here, turn around. I'll help you with your bra. How do you open these things? I'm sorry, I'm a bit clumsy. Hold up. There we go. Can you turn around for me? This is the first time I see you naked. Well, at least topless. I like you. Your breasts. I'm sorry, baby. I'm just blushing a bit. Oh, you think it's time for, do you wanna take off my boxer shorts, or do I just take them off and whip out my, my penis for you? Okay, let's have you do it then, if you insist. Did you just pin me to the bed, baby? Oh, I have to tell you, I'm really nervous. I just don't really know what to expect from. Yeah, of course, my penis is already hard. I am always hard when something, you know, exciting happens, like you taking off your top, or you stroking my bulge with your hand. Oh God, this is like my dream. I once dreamt that my. Okay, I'll shut up. Is this what foreplay feels like? I don't know, it just feels like some exciting things are about to happen, and we're both just a bit nervous and really excited, and then there's feelings in different parts of my body, and I feel tingly, and I get hard, and I... yeah, you get to see it now, I guess. Do you wanna pull down my boxers? Yeah, okay. Wait, stop. Before you see my penis, I don't know if the size is good. I'm really not sure. I've heard that people are sometimes a bit embarrassed about their penis size. I don't know if mine is big or small or average, but can you not be disappointed, please, if it is not good? Why are you smiling? Well, yeah, I guess I don't really have any reason to be concerned about it. You'll like it either way, right? Okay, then continue down my boxers, baby. Oh God, it's really hard. It's really happy to see you, apparently. Do you like it? Do you like my penis? You love it? Really? Did I do a good job? I mean, I can't really do a good job. You know what I mean, baby. Did. Baby, you got to see my penis now. Can I now see, can I see yours? Well, I don't mean your penis, of course, you're my girlfriend, but you know what I mean. Can I see your pussy? Okay, can I feel it first? Above your panties. Thank you. Can you guide my hand a bit towards the right spot? I get a little confused with anatomy. Well, it's really warm down there. Oh god, it's a bit, wait, is that supposed to happen? I can feel that it's a bit wet, baby. Even through your panties. Did I do that? Wow. Did I just make you wet? From showing my penis? Oh, yeah, right. It's just like, because things are exciting and stuff and getting spicy. I can feel it too. I mean, I don't think it's the same thing, but, you know, like, I'm not really sure what it is, but I can see that there's something on my penis that I've not really seen before. It's like a drop or something. Huh. Is it similar to what's happening down there with your body? Pre-cum. Oh. Wait. That can't make you pregnant, right? Oh, I'm glad. Wow, pre-cum. Huh? You wanna lick it up? You mean with your tongue? Baby, that's a bit nasty, isn't it? You like it? Well, be my guest. If you want to lick it, you can. Oh. So, what does it taste like? Sweet? I'm glad. Your tongue feels really. Oh. Yeah, please continue. Some reason your mouth feels really nice on my penis. A blowjob? What's a blowjob? Oh, yeah, I see. Your mouth, it's warm and soft. It's like kissing you, but with my penis. That's weird. I'm really sorry. Oh, what are you doing now? Isn't that too deep? Baby, you're gonna choke on it. Come on, come back up. Deep throat? I don't think I like that. I like the feeling when you're licking my penis and stuff, but I don't like that I can't see your face. I'm not sure if you are enjoying it, and I don't like that. Can we stick to hand stuff, baby? I mean, maybe we could just explore each other's bodies a bit with our fingers. For example, can I put my fingers inside of your underwear? Okay. Wow. Your pussy feels really soft and wet, and I just love how warm it feels on my fingers. Where do I go? I mean, I know there's a certain spot that, as a boyfriend, you can touch on your girlfriend, and then their girlfriend feels really good, but I forgot where it was. Up? Oh. Okay. Here? Oh, so if I rub this, then... Oh, baby... You scared me. You can't just moan like that. I'm sorry. Should I keep rubbing there then? Am I really making you feel that good? I'm really glad. I like your face when you're flustered and feel so good and get blushy, and it makes me feel like I'm doing something right, and that's really cool. Try and put my fingers in. But, baby, my fingers are not supposed to go in your vagina. It's my penis that's supposed to... Oh, that also feels good. Well, if you think it would feel good, I can put my fingers inside of your vagina. Of course. And just finger you, I guess? Is it called fingering? Yeah. Do I just move around a bit, or... Oh, I see. So, I just enter, and then I go up and down, and try and rub that spot as well. Okay, got it. How does this feel? I can see on your face that I'm doing something right. Are you enjoying this, baby? Am I doing good? Yes. Who could have thought that at the start of the night that I'd be using my fingers on you? Not me. Wow, you're really, really into this, aren't you, baby? Wow, I've never seen you this intense before. Wait, what are you doing? Wow, you have your hand on my penis now. What are you trying to do? That feels nice. You can stroke it. Can I keep fingering you though? Okay. Stop, baby. No, this is a bit too much. I just don't like it when I get to feel super nice. Let's just keep trying new stuff, okay? I just don't feel super comfortable with all of it yet. I'm really sorry. I can touch your nipples and your breasts if you want that. Can I finger you with one hand and then touch your nipples with my other hand? I'll just rub them a bit. Okay? Are you ready? Oh wow, they're hard? I didn't know that happened to girls. Why are you smiling? Baby, I know I'm a little not really used to this, and I don't really know what I'm doing, but all this is just new for me. I'm really sorry if I make dumb comments. So I just rub here. Oh, this feels good, right? I'm glad. I like how you're biting your lip. I'm really glad that you convinced me, baby. I love making you feel good. And I love doing these things to you because it makes me feel really validated as a boyfriend. I just think it's awesome that I've never experienced these things and I get to do them with you. Because I love you. Hey, what if I were to put my penis inside of your pussy? Yeah, I suppose that's not really foreplay anymore. Do you know anything I can do with my penis on your body that would feel good for both of us, kinda? But not actual sex and not you stroking me off. I just want to do it myself to make you feel good, you know? And I can stroke it across your breasts. Are you sure? How would I do that? Oh, you just lay down and I come and sit on top of you. Baby, I can't come and sit on top of you. I'm your boyfriend and you know... Well, okay, if you say so, if that's what you want. Feels a little weird being on top of you, though. Do I just stroke your breasts, then? Okay. You have really, really soft breasts. I love them. And they're the perfect shape for me. I really like them. I just like looking at them. I'm sorry if I make you feel uncomfortable. They're really amazing to look at. Is this still feeling good for you? Yeah. Oh, baby, all this stroking your breasts has made me feel a bit weird. I don't want to stop though. I want to keep doing it. Can I stroke your nipple? Can I rub your nipple while I stroke my penis across your breasts? Okay. Oh wow, this feels really amazing. This feels almost like, I don't know. There's something weird going on, baby. I can't stop. It just feels too good. Something is happening to my penis. It feels tingly. It feels... Oh no! Sperm. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry, baby. I don't know how that happened. Here, I'll clean it up. You don't want me to clean it up. Why? It's nasty, and it's not supposed to be there. It's my sperm. You're not gonna get pregnant, right? Yeah, that was another stupid question. You want me to rub it on your nipples? Okay. Like this? Do you enjoy it when I rub your nipples with my sperm? Wow, you're really kinky, baby. I didn't know that about you. I just want to kiss you. Hey, why don't we get you cleaned up a bit and then cuddle some more? And then maybe we can do some more things to each other later. What do you think? Okay. I'll get a tissue. Do I need to help you? Yeah, I'll just clean it up. Wow, there was a lot of it. I'm really, really embarrassed actually about coming on you. Are you sure that it's okay? Did you like it? I'm really, really happy about that. Can you come and lay on my chest? I like that feeling. I love you. And I had a lot of fun tonight. And I'm sure that we'll try lots of other things as well. I'm really glad that sometimes, baby, you just drag me along into things. Sometimes I just need a little push, you know, like this time. But I usually really, really like it. As long as it's with you and very intimate and we take our time with it. I like it. I guess I just really love you. And I got really excited about what was going to happen. And then I came.